Up. Norway will face Brazil on Sunday. American Ben Shelton upset at Wimbledon. Serena Williams just underway.
Fox Sports update on the right choice. KPRL brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, ag groups reacted to Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman's farm bill proposal. National Milk Producers Federation CEO Greg Dowd applauded the bill authorizing mandatory cost and yield surveys. But Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said important priorities are missing, including more economic aid for farmers, protecting interstate commerce from a patchwork of state laws, and approving the sale of year-round E15 fuel. The National Farmers Union also said it could go further. Creighton University's Rural Main Street Index shows economic conditions across rural America remained under pressure in May as weak commodity prices and high input costs continue to strain farm finances. The overall index fell to 45.7, the fourth straight month below growth neutral. Creighton's Ernie Goss says weakness in farm commodity prices and elevated input costs are impacting rural businesses. Nearly 48% of rural bankers reported farmers' financial conditions worsened compared to a year ago. And a 4th of July cookout will cost slightly more this year, according to the latest Market Basket survey from the American Farm Bureau Federation. A holiday cookout for 10 will cost about $73.82, up nearly $3 from last year. At $7.38 per person, it marks the highest nominal cost since the survey began in 2016. Higher ground beef prices were a major factor, up 5.5% as cattle producers rebuilt herds following years of drought.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson, Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our big early summer special, 50,000 head of cattle on record-breaking prices for all classes with big, big demand. Our next sale is our big summertime classic that'll be July 20, 21, and 22. That consignment deadline is this coming Thursday on July the 2nd. If you want to be part of that catalog, get a hold of us at 866-616-5035. Go to northernlivestockvideo.com for all the details.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are gaining to close out a strong quarter, with the Dow on track for its 19th record close of the year, while the NASDAQ and S&P 500 are heading for their best quarter in 6 years. Tech is gaining today, with chip stocks leading the charge. Shares of Advanced Micro Devices are jumping over 7% and set to close with a market value of about $900 billion for the first time. Analysts at Wells Fargo raising AMD's price target and believe the demand for the chipmaker's AI processing units isn't going to slow down anytime soon. And Visa, Stripe, and IBM are among more than 140 businesses partnering to launch a stablecoin called OpenUSD. As a result of the venture, shares of CircleNet Internet Group are falling 16% following the announcement of the rival token. Stablecoins are a type of cryptocurrency whose value is typically pegged to the U.S. dollar. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
If you're not familiar with the term boondoggle, consider the fact our federal government recently underwrote the total cost of a study dealing with Polish bisexual frogs. If that doesn't give you a hint, stand by. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
A while back, the federal government handed out a grant to some researchers to produce a study called The Demography of Happiness. They surveyed quite a few people to find out why some lead happier lives than others. They found, as a rule, that younger people were happier than older people, people with money were happier than those without it, and healthy people were happier than those who were sick. And the cost for all of this was $249,000. $249,000 to find out that it's better to be young, rich, and healthy than old, sick, and poor. I mention this case to remind you that although the economy is sluggish, the federal boondoggle business is booming. A few years ago, a magazine receiving funds from the National Foundation on the Arts published a one-word poem for which it paid the author $500. The word was light, spelled with two extra consonants. Now that would be hilarious if it weren't for the fact that some Americans go to bed hungry or without jobs while the federal arbiters of taste hand out frivolous gifts from the public purse. The Food and Drug Administration paid a Buffalo, New York company to conduct a study of why children fall off tricycles. The research engineers drew a profound conclusion. They fall off tricycles because they lose their balance or collide with an object. They also learned that children get longer legs as they get older, thus complicating the business of riding tricycles. Now, the purpose behind this survey was to help the FDA determine if it should issue safety design standards for tricycles. I'm not at all sure the government has any business considering such things, unless someone has proved that a lot of kids are injured riding tricycles, thus constituting a national problem. And no word of such a problem preceded the study. The Smithsonian Institution, which is federally funded, of course, isn't averse to putting in for some exotic boondoggles, too. Not long ago, it sent Congress a shopping list of research projects it wanted to sponsor, including reproductive rhythms of catfish in India, or how fishing boat crews cause conflicts in Yugoslavian peasant towns, and a study of Polish bisexual frogs. Now, some of these studies may serve a larger, more serious purpose, but one can only wonder why private sources and colleges and universities aren't taking these projects on for themselves. The frog study, for example, was intended to test some new methods for distinguishing between one species of animal and another. Now, that may be a legitimate scientific research objective, but is that what we have a federal government for? In recent years, a new cottage industry has sprung up to take advantage of federal boondoggles in the name of science and culture. A small army of bright wordsmiths and scholars will, for a fee, help prospective grantees dream up serious-sounding titles for their projects in order to impress Congress or a federal agency. Grant proposals are chock-full of persuasive salesmanship, stressing the vital nature of the grantee's project. That Congress takes such stuff seriously at all is a measure of how far we've strayed in recent years from the original purposes of federal government. There are a few congressmen who battle the boondoggles, who say, in effect, hey, wait a minute. What business does government have paying for this? What's the benefit to the taxpayers? What we need is a research program that'll tell us how we can get a few hundred more congressmen just like those others. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Protecting what matters on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Barry Fisher. Advice and information on protecting what matters most in today's world. Brought to you by Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers and their new associate, Heather Bordan, serving the commercial insurance needs of businesses on the Central Coast.
It's Tuesday. It's 1230. The bear is in the building. It's time for Protecting What Matters. PWM is the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect various aspects of your life, health, and property. We also explore current events, our history, community, institutions, and local treasures that are notable and worth preserving. Our first guests are local treasures, Jan Wolf and Juanita Daniels from the Atascadero Republican Women's Federated. We're going to be talking about the primary election. Now that it's over, what are our next steps in the general? And then we'll also talk about what's going on with Slo County Republicans being locked out of volunteer poll worker jobs by the county clerk reporter. And also challenges of maintaining and growing Republican-oriented interest groups in California. Jan and Juanita, welcome to Protecting What Matters.
Thank you.
Glad you're here. And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to have my brethren from the Multi-Generational Grape and Grain Society, Jay Leach, Kaylin Clark, and Will Barnaby. We're going to take a multi-generational look at the culture, politics, and the state of our country and world, how cryptocurrency and artificial intelligence will shape our future, and reflections on the United States and the quincentennial. I finally get to the point I can say that. You can call in with questions or comments, 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. And I'm going to give you this is an important question of the day, and this is going to be the question for the entire 90 minutes. Call in and tell me what is the most important aspect of the Declaration of Independence to you. So, and we'll talk about that throughout the day. So, Jan and Juanita, who's going to start? Tell us a bit about yourselves and how you got involved in Aruf.
So I got involved it was the Clinton years, mm-hmm. and I was new to the county. We just moved up here from L.A. And I went to the fair, and there was a booth that the Republican Party had at the fair. And I started talking to the women there and realized that, you know, they were welcoming my opinions. I could say kind of anything I wanted. And I didn't really have to be super politically correct. And I just found that so refreshing that I didn't join right away because I was working full time. But as soon as I was working and I could go to their meetings, I joined.
So that was like 30 years ago.
No.
Well, no, I'm talking about when you went during the Clinton administration.
It was 99.
Okay, so it was after the Clinton administration. Do you find that the art of discourse has suffered somewhat in the last 30 years? 27 years, if that makes you feel better?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Of course.
So now, so it's just like Los Angeles now. We can't speak our mind.
Unfortunately, that's largely true. But it depends on where you are. In our club, we don't shut down opinions. Anybody's opinion is worthy of being heard. We believe in free speech. So even when we have unpopular speakers at times, people who express unpopular opinions, we reserve the right to challenge those people. So anyway,
good
free speech is a rock of our
well it should it should be actually
country.
It should be,
yeah.
Unfortunately, the other side doesn't believe that.
Well,
so
yeah.
Anyway, what about you Juanita, how did you get started in the
so
group?
See, what, 8 years ago I think it was, I go to my first meeting and I wanted to get involved. I had never been involved in a Republican Party. Very involved with the Elks, but not the.
Are they traditionally Republican?
Oh, you can't mention it.
Really?
That's what, no, you can't mention
partisan.
It. That's one of their oaths.
You can't talk politics.
No.
You can't talk religion.
Not really, but you know what's really—it's you have your little cliques, and there's our little groups that can talk, but we don't talk politics in the lodge. Well, and unfortunately.
What fun is that?
I know. It's fun. And it goes, it's a very good cause. It goes to a lot of, Elks is a great, I've been involved for 21 years.
Well, you have your lunches at the Elks Club.
Yes.
We do.
So we brought it back to the Elks. We were at a hotel, and it was taking all of our money.
Mm-hmm.
And our money goes to our girls going to conferences. We have, we never have had to pay for a speaker, but we give scholarships to the Tascadero High School.
Mm-hmm.
We gave $2,000 scholarships to the high school. That's a big part. But the big part is sending our girls to conferences to learn to bring back to our club. And they're always really interesting. But when I got involved, they said, oh, you know, does anybody know anything about computers? And I unfortunately raised my hand, and I thought they just needed a little tiny.
They found a pigeon.
Help, but no, it started with a newsletter, and I love it. I mean, the newsletter, I take. It's a synopsis of our meetings. It has little memes I find on the internet for our right side. And I'm free to put whatever I want in there.
It does a great job.
Yeah, and then the emails, we get emails, especially from Kathleen Goble. She's a great source out there. Anytime I get emails, Jansen's emails, I send them out mm-hmm. to our club. Because there's a lot of people that can't even come to our meetings. So I send them out to our club. And sometimes people go, do we need all these? Yes, you do.
Well, you got to keep people informed. And motivated.
Huh? And this AB.
Well, we'll get to that. We're going to get to that.
We're going to get. That's right.
Don't get ahead of my playlist, okay?
But I do, you know, I send out any legislative things. So that's what my job is.
Good. All right. How many members does.
We have 150. And we are getting several new ones. They keep. Some of our members say, oh, we have friends that really want to join. So we're excited. We had a girl walk in the other day. She just joined.
Mm-hmm.
So she had gone. Yeah. She used to help at the fair. She used to help it. And she got. She just didn't go anymore. Mm-hmm. And she said, I want to be involved again.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great.
Good. All right. And then I guess, you know, you guys have kind of had some consolidation of your chapters in the last year or two, huh? What happened?
We have had a couple of clubs shut down, and I think partly it's a demographic issue.
Okay.
A lot of older women. Mm-hmm. Some people have moved out of the area.
Mm-hmm.
This has affected our club a little bit, too. Some people have died,
mm-hmm.
Actually the club, when I joined in about 2004 or 5, I think the club only had about 65 members.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to, you know, expand up to 150, actually I think it's 151.
Yeah.
Who's counning?
Yeah.
Who's counting?
And
we're counting every single person.
San Luis closed, so Los Osos gets some of them, we get some of them, and that's great. We get people from Paso and Creston and, mm-hmm. you know, and in fact, it's so cool that the people want to come from far away.
Yeah, so North County's really well represented. And how do the Republican Women Federated groups relate to the state party and also the national party?
Well, we're very involved in supporting whatever the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County does.
Mm-hmm.
We will assist at events. And this is, I'm speaking for the three clubs that your station reaches, essentially.
Yes.
Our club, Paso, and Estero Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all very cooperative with the local RP SLO, and that's the one that we really have the most contact with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. But again, you guys go to state conventions? You go to the state convention?
Yes. Our club is also a member of the CFRW, California Federation of Republican Women. And then every state that has a state charter is a part of the National Federation of Republican Women, which was established in 1938. Okay. So it's a very long-standing organization overall, nationwide.
And I even heard them on Newsmax the other day, and it was even said the NFRW was on Newsmax, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm part of that.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah,
that's
there's great. Hundreds of thousands of women involved.
What is just out of curiosity, what is the national group, you know, focusing on right now? Was that discussed on Newsmax?
You know, I'm trying to even think what she. It was so surprising.
Commenting on a single issue, possibly.
Yeah,
usually
it's not. Yeah. It's not a single issue. I was just shocked that and happy to hear our name.
Well, that's good. All right. So, and then you do monthly meetings at the Elks Club. I know last month you had Eric Gorham.
Yes, he was found.
What does he know?
Well, he's our representative.
I know.
You know him. We usually limit people to about 20 minutes and then 10 minutes for questions. I think he talked for about 45 minutes,
yes.
And everybody was very enraptured by what he had to say.
Yes.
Because he had updates on the election, which I guess we've only recently gotten what the true election results are. So that was very handy to know.
Mm-hmm. And then he even previewed some of what Dan Dow, our DA, is going to talk about when he comes next month.
And so that's coming up here. What's the date on that?
That's going to be on
July 28th.
July 28th, Dan Dow will be speaking at our club. I have a list of the other people who are speaking at the other clubs in July.
Go ahead.
Okay. So on July 13th, the Paso Club, which meets at 5 p.m., they're going to have Dora Carey on. And she's a Romanian woman who is now an American citizen, but she grew up under communism was ruling Romania.
She was.
And she has some amazingly
stories.
Jarring stories of growing up in communism. Mm-hmm.
She was actually a Romanian sniper.
Really?
And she's a quilter.
She's a quilter.
Wow.
She has Orange Dot quilting shop.
Right. That's why I knew the name. That's right.
And she is a wonderful speaker. And then
we've had her.
we had her a couple, about a year ago. And then at the Estero Bay Republican Women Federated, our candidate for the 30th State Assembly seat, Shannon Kessler, is going to speak July 16th.
Okay.
And she was one of the Republicans that got through the jungle primary.
And we had her, too.
We had her, yeah.
Yeah. And then I guess Eric is doing this big event with Devin Nunes and R.P. Slow, right?
Yes.
That's going to be at Raven Ranch.
Yeah, that is going to be on Saturday, August 1st from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Raven Ranch. General admission is $125. Devin Nunes, the chairman of the President's Intelligence Advisory Board, is going to be the speaker.
Thank God, yeah.
And
he won't be able to tell you anything.
Well, then,
because it's intelligence.
Then he'd have to kill us. And so he's going to be, if you want tickets, you can go onto the RPSLOC website and get tickets for that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got a lot going on, and then you'll
be
you're going to be at the fair too.
Oh yes.
Yes. All the Republican groups, like the Lincoln Club, RP Slow, the various women's clubs, all support the fair and staff the fair.
Yep.
And that is so much fun talking to people who are coming by and just want to chat, and just kind of like I was, you know, 27 years ago. I wanted to just be able to ask questions, and it's a really fun.
So it's a good recruiting opportunity.
When I was working there 1 year, I was watching this kid, and I'm going, God, what is he staring at? Well, we have this television behind me, and we have all these great memes on there, and the kid was just watching them all and just enthralled, and it's just really neat. It's a neat experience.
Good. Yeah. Good. So let's move on. This was a topic you wanted to talk about, Juanita, this AB 2017, which is an attempt to get Muslim holidays recognized on our state calendars so that people can take even more days off from work and also an opportunity to indoctrinate our children.
Yes.
And so it's always amazing to me. We need to indoctrinate our kids about Muslim holidays, but they can't talk about Christmas or Hanukkah or anything like that.
Right.
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 So tell us a little bit about what you guys have been doing on this.
Well, we all the clubs, and including our club, 180 has put out information about the necessity of calling our state representative, John Laird. Now, he's a Democrat, but maybe if he hears enough from enough people, we will be able to have this bill go down in a defeat. Basically, the problem I have with it is it's another bunch of holidays that are going to take away from schooling for kids. Yes.
Well, then after that, they'll be doing the call to prayer five times a day.
And we'll have I don't think that's, you say it in jest, but I think...
No, I'm not.
You're not. Well, that's the problem. I mean, exactly. That we
can't
really
even
don't
pray.
Want that.
Mm-hmm. We can't, the Americans can't even pray in school.
Right.
So...
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, I noticed that this holiday is on the national calendar. I see it. It was just on, I think, recently. Because I look on my Outlook calendar.
I'm not even sure how to pronounce it. Like
I don't either.
I don't want to make them.
So, and again, I want to encourage people, you know, when they get these notices from Atascadero Republican Women or RP Slow, it really does make a difference.
To
write your legislator, because they have one staff person in every office that counts the letters and the telephone calls they get, and they know based on their demographic work that every call and every letter is worth so many votes.
Yeah. Yep.
And so I really encourage you to do that. And I don't do it enough myself but still it's important to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we do not, that a lot.
But this was very important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about a couple of related topics. And we got like 2 or 3 minutes left in this segment.
Okay.
What is your take about the dearth of pride? You know, they've done these polls, the dearth of pride that many Americans now have in the lack of pride in their country. I mean, isn't this kind of shocking to you?
It is to me because, well, I'm old, but when I went to school, we were taught civics, probably in fifth or sixth grade.
Right.
We were taught American history. In an unbiased way. And, you know, if you don't understand history, then you're doomed to repeat the bad stuff.
Right.
I think that's happening now. It's very shocking to me, and it's very disturbing. And I'm sure it is. I definitely speak for every Republican in our clubs. We don't understand where the hate for this country comes from.
I just heard an HOA group is not allowing anybody to
San Diego
fly the American flag. I've never heard of that.
It's astonishing.
Yeah,
this is America.
It really is.
Yeah, they're finding. This is down in San Diego. I saw that.
Yeah,
and they're finding their members if you have a publicly displaying a flag.
I'm getting the shivers.
You know, it's really terrible.
I wonder how they'd react if they were flying, you know, some other country's flag or, you know.
What's your take on the whole rise of socialism in the United States?
You're asking some very difficult questions.
Why?
I don't really understand because... Maybe these people who are voting for the Democrat socialists are not property owners, are not job holders, do not understand how capitalism is the best thing that ever happened to the Western world. I'd ask you the same question. What's your take on it?
It seems very ridiculous. So one of the things that we do at the Multi-Generational Grape and Grain Society is we get together once a month and we're all guys that are in different generational cohorts. And we basically discuss these topics.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a generational. I'm a big fourth turning guy, the Strauss and Howe theory of the fourth turning. And you should look it up. I'll send you some stuff.
Okay.
Folks, when we get back, we're going
to
talk about some more issues. We'll continue this.
Send it us. I'll pass it on.
I also want to talk about the issues of poll watching. What is it, adopt a poll?
Yes.
In the next segment. So stand by. We'll be right back in about 2 minutes.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're visiting with Juanita McDaniel and Jan Wolf from the Atascadero Republican Women Federated. Call or text with questions, 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. And again, my question for everybody for the day, you can call in because I'm really interested in your response on this. The most important aspect of the Declaration of Independence, and how do you like that? We got a caller. Thanks for calling Protecting What Matters.
Hi, good afternoon. Hey, I've just been reading the most encouraging thing about America, and it has to do with the 250 years old. And Prager University, Dennis Prager, has got all these different things clear back to the 1800s about how good America was and how people got to come here. And he talks about the judicial guys that are on the bench up there.
Okay, let's answer the question of the day. What's the most important part of the Declaration of Independence to you, real quickly? Because these guys here have some more important stuff to share. But what's the most important part of the Declaration for you?
Well, how free we are. We're very, very. We're the most free country in the whole wide world.
How about the fact that our rights are given to us by God and not by the government?
Amen.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about, I know you guys were kind of had some a skirmish with the county clerk recorder's office, individual or group wise. We won't go into all the details on that. But, you know, you a number of members of the Republican women wanted to be, not really poll watchers, but they wanted to be part of the Adopt a Poll program. Right.
Just work the poll.
Or work the polls.
Right.
So tell us, and you were rejected basically on because from what I could read, is that you kind of went in as a Republican group, and that's somewhat understandable.
For over 10 years.
We've been doing
it for 10 years. And even
this happened in the 24 election.
Okay,
cycle.
That's right.
And up until that point, there was no problem. There was no problem until...
Sorry.
There was no problem until the 24 election cycle. Because prior to that, we'd always done... adopted a poll.
But of course, they allow the... whoops, we got another caller. Oh, well, we thought we had another caller. We can't seem to get rid of that call. Okay, it'll go away. Go away. My arms aren't long enough in the studio to push the right button sometimes. Anyway, so again, and I mean, I think that the thing that jumped out at me about this issue... was the fact that you've got what's the other group that
we went under? Slow Tea Party?
No. The League of Women's Voters.
Yes.
Who are clearly
that's a
Democrat organization.
That's how we found. So what happened was when we got rejected by Elena Kino to be a Republican Party, we could not be a Democrat. Well, I don't know if the Democrats do one. Anyway, so the two Republican women parties were rejected. So I got to thinking about it. Okay, what do we do? One of our members owned a business. I thought, nope. Let's ask the Slow County Tea Party, which is a nonpartisan, and we were accepted, except for this last
election.
Well,
individuals were. We as a club.
We were accepted for two elections. And then this last election in March, several of us tried to go with the Adopt-A-Poll, put in Slow County Tea Party. No one was called. People in our club went and just put individual names, and they got accepted.
Well, and so you feel like you did have enough representation in the end.
Yes, because I heard from several members that they got accepted. So I'm glad that they were able to work out there, because that's what we need. We
Good.
Need eyes.
All right.
The club missed out on earning some money for doing the Adopt-A-Poll.
Okay, so how did that work?
Well, because it wasn't the club doing the poll workers. It wasn't the club supplying poll workers. It was individual members as individuals. And in that instance, they're not going to get reimbursed.
I see. Yeah.
The Adopt-A-Poll makes one check, and there was one check to the Republican Club or to the Slow County Tea Party.
Okay.
So, but the club did make money. We made $600.
In the past.
So do you mean to tell us, do the League of Women's Voters make money on this too?
Oh, yeah, I would think so.
Oh, yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they're going in as a single entity.
All right. Yeah. We got another couple of minutes here. So, one of the things that I got, and I know we talked about this a little, Jan, and you said you're not ready to talk about all these things, but I know that this is a function. I got an email from Carl DeMeo. I'm sure everybody did. Registered, talking about all of the ballot initiatives we're going to be facing. Voter ID, which is important to us.
Absolutely.
Save Prop 13, which is really important to us.
That's incredibly important in our county. That's got a lot of retirees.
There's apparently an opportunity to. I don't know what this one's about. This is Stop the Savings Tax. That must be a tax on like capital gains or something like that.
Yeah, I think that might be referring to the billionaire.
No,
tax.
That's separately listed here.
Oh, okay.
So I guess the point is you have somebody in your group, and I'm sure Paso Robles does as well.
Yeah.
That really digs into this stuff.
Yes, each club has a legislative chair, and every month at our meetings, that person gets up and brings us up to date on what's going on, and we will, because we've got, I've heard, like 12. Propositions, I think, on the ballot coming up in November.
Yes.
So we will be trying very hard to educate our women about that.
Well, I know that after Labor Day, that's going to be a primary focus of this show, is educating people on each of these.
Oh, excellent.
Because we got to get out and vote, folks. I mean, we can talk about all the vote counting issues and all the this and that, but the bottom line is if we don't get out and vote, we're never going to win.
People say that their vote isn't worth anything. It is.
All right. Yeah. Juanita and Jan, thanks for coming in. And we'll do it again. We'll do it again.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds great.
Folks, I'll be back.
Thanks
on the other side. Thank you. Yeah, I'll be back on the other side of the break with Jay, Kaylin, and Will, members of the Multi-Generational Grape and Grain Society. So stand by.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters the Most with Barry Fisher. Send your questions and show topic ideas to barry@blazinbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.